Koinonia, a place of encounter with the Holy Spirit and transformation by the principles of God's kingdom.
Father, we bless you. We give you all the praise, we give you all the glory. Forever and ever your name be praised. Forever and ever your name be lifted. Someone who is grateful, someone who is thoughtful, someone who is expectant, with your hands lifted above your head, can you say thank you, Jesus? Can you bless him because he's deserving of all praise? One generation will declare his praise to another. Blessed be the name of the Lord, our great King, the King, eternal, immortal, invisible. We bless you tonight for the things that you have done. We bless you tonight for the things that you are doing. We bless you tonight for the things that you will yet do over our lives, over our families. Thank you, Jesus. Now ask him for an encounter tonight. Father, I have come not to spectate, not just to watch you move in the life of others. I have come so that I'll receive my own encounter. Do not pass me by. Someone is praying. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and cry out to God. Let it be from the depth of your heart. While you are healing others, do not pass me by. While you are turning lives around, do not pass me by. While you are rewriting the destinies of others, do not pass me by. While you are giving others a change of story, do not pass me by. While you are wiping tears, do not pass me by. Someone is praying. While you are opening closed doors, do not pass me by. While you are fulfilling prophecies, do not pass me by. While you are bringing to pass your word, do not pass me by. Do not pass me by. You are dependable. Do not pass me by. I put my trust in you. Do not pass me by. Someone is praying. This is part of your receiving already. One more minute, you are praying. And if you are tired of saying something, turn it into a song in the spirit. You can raise a song all by yourself for his glory. Shabalana kapranda gabaratos kebreshita. Let it be my encounter service, my miracle service. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You see, in an atmosphere like this, whether or not you go with a testimony, it doesn't depend on God again. Once he shows up, your receiving or not receiving becomes your responsibility. Hallelujah. God's own assignment is to show up in his glory, bringing all the possibilities that come with his glory, like rain falling from heaven. But your own assignment is to bring your fetcher. You have to take the responsibility. No matter how the rain falls, if you keep your bucket in your house, you can watch the rain fall, an avalanche indeed, through your window, and not go with a testimony. But for someone here, before we even sit down, I want to encourage you by the power that raised Christ from the dead, that in the name of He who died and rose again, everything that will frustrate your receiving tonight, I curse it in the name of Jesus. Everything that will frustrate your receiving tonight, again, hear me, I curse it in the name of Jesus. If it is distraction, I curse it in the name of Jesus. If it is unbelief, I curse it in the name of Jesus. If it is fear, I curse it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When the glory comes, there'll be no words to say. Oh. When the glory comes, there'll be no words to say. Sing it from the depth of your heart. When the glory comes, there'll be no words to say. There'll be no words to say. Oh, oh, oh. That's what happens when His presence is in the midst of His people. When the glory comes, Shabalano koparadosi. Ah, Shabalana magada bradadari. Doors are opening already. When the glory comes, Shabaladagada. Doors are opening already. Opening already. Opening over destinies. An open door means a new experience. An open door means advancement. There'll be no words to say. Your gaze on Jesus. We're still singing that song. When the glory comes,
when the glory comes, there'll be no words to say.
Don't be distracted. When you honor his presence, you will receive the riches that come with that presence. Sama maladakata. This is how we receive in the kingdom. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Amen. He is this King of glory. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Amen. Sing, who is this King of
glory? Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle.
I'm going to be praying for a set of people right now. I'm hearing in my spirit the yoke of untimely death. Families, people who have been under the influence of this siege, the yoke of untimely death, killing people over your life, your family, related people, the spirit of untimely death. Amen, 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 amen. Amen, 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 amen. Amen, 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 amen. Amen,
amen, amen, amen. Amen, 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 amen.
Amen. The spirit of untimely death. Hallelujah. Now, let's see how many people. If you are in this place and you know there is a siege of untimely death, please, if you can find your way to the front, you don't have to stampede one another. Please make your way to the front quickly. Patterns of death over your life, over your family. I'm not saying if you are afraid of death. And to deliver them who through the fear of death have all their lifetime been subject to bondage. There are altars that will be set on fire now. Set on fire. Set on fire. Set on fire. This is why you came. Set on fire. Set on fire by the Spirit of the Living God. That contract with untimely death is about to give way. Psalm 91:16 says, with long life shall I satisfy you and show you my salvation. Only the living can praise the Lord. The dead cannot praise the Lord. Hosanna, eh. Hosanna, eh. Hosanna, that's coming to you in dreams, planting the seeds of death. Some of you have lost your loved ones like flies. In the name of Jesus, inside and outside, the Lord is asking me to terminate that covenant. Some of you, this covenant is even older than you. It was before your arrival. Right now, I decree and declare, everyone here appointed unto death, or any family appointed unto death, in the name of Jesus, at the count of three, I want you to shout Jesus. And as you shout that name, every altar powering death by sickness, powering death by accident, powering death by crashes, it must give way right now. One, two, three, shout Jesus. That yoke, broken, 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 broken. Causes of ancestry, bringing death, contracts, demonic contracts, be broken now, be broken now, be broken now, be broken now. I'm not done, we're still praying. I pray for you, anyone carrying the seed of death in your spirit, projected through dreams, projected by the activities of necromancers, I pray for you, that tree growing in you that was not planted by my Father, let it jump out of your life now. Let it jump out of your body now. Sing it for me.
Aruba Troy.
Oh, Imola. You see, let me tell you this. Death is a spirit. It's not just an occurrence. When you read the book of Revelations, it talks about the riders upon the horse. One of them was a spirit that carried a pair of balances. The Bible says his name was Death. And he was given an instruction to go and strike a third of the earth. Death is not just a phenomenon. It's a spirit. It can visit men. When sickness visits you, you become sick. When death visits you, the assignment of death is to separate your body from your spirit. And there are many ways it does. It achieves that. One is by deteriorating your body so that your spirit can no longer live there. You call it terminal diseases. Another is to create an impact like accident, such that you lose life because the life of the flesh is in the blood. Again, I'm praying for you. I use you as a point of contact to everyone, whether you are here or outside, following online. My God, arrows of death, wherever it came from, it returns back to the devil. Arrows of death, it returns back to hell. 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 Every arrow projected over your life, your children, your spouse, I say it as a servant of the living God, it returns back to hell. That already in the realm of the spirit is being programmed that you will not see December for whatever reason, by accident, by sickness, call it cancer, call it HIV, call it whatever. I pray for you again. The same way that arrow came, let it go back to hell. 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 You are a child of God. Let it go back to hell. Please take tonight's miracle service very seriously. Don't be distracted. I don't know why God is starting with death. as you are standing here, make sure you stretch too for your family. They may not be here, but say, Lord, I'm standing in here like the centurion. My mother who is in the hospital, my father who is, I'm praying for you. The same way the Lord is touching you here, may he touch your loved ones. May he touch your loved ones. Say, Father. Shout it again. Say, Father. I decree, I declare by the blood of the Lamb, every contract with the spirit of untimely death over my life, over my family. Let that contract end now. Open your mouth and pray. Let that contract end. Let it end. Let it end. Let it end. Untimely death. Let it end. Make sure you are praying. Don't be distracted. Let that contract end. Every contract binding me with the covenant of untimely death. Every contract binding me with the covenant of untimely death by the blood of the eternal covenant. Let it break. Let that contract end. Make sure you are praying. Let that contract end. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Father, every agreement entered into on my behalf that speaks of death, I stand as a child of God and I declare that contract is declared null and void. Open your mouth and pray. Every agreement your father entered into unknowingly, your mother entered into unknowingly, by the blood of the eternal covenant, take your place as a believer. Declare it null and void. Declare it null and void. Declare it null and void. You don't wish it null and void. You declare that you are justified. Outside, make sure you are praying. Online, make sure you are praying. Broken, null and void. In Jesus' name we pray. Now I pray for every one of you who is out here, and that includes those who could not make it to the front. In the name of Jesus, provided you came responding to this prophetic word, I declare the contract of death, the last time it happens, it is the last time it will happen. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I minister life to your destiny, life to your family. Please return back to your seat rejoicing. Return back to your seat rejoicing. Return back to your seat rejoicing. We'll be seated shortly, but let's just be sensitive to what God is doing.
I will never be the same. I've touched your grace. My life has changed. I will never be the same. I've touched your grace. My life has changed. I will never be the same.
Hallelujah. Allow me call one more set of people before we sit. There is an evil orchestration that the Lord is showing me in families. They start things, but they never finish. Either they die or something happens. whether it's a building project. Are we together now? You belong to that category. Please don't just come out because you like prayer. Make sure you understand what I'm saying. If you belong to that category, leave your seat and run out here. Come and stand quickly. Please, everybody, let's begin to pray in the spirit. That you start things, but you never see the completion. Whether it's a relationship, whether it's a building project, whether it's school, whether it's ministry, it's a spell from darkness. Quickly, please come. Your salvation has come. Open your mouth and let's pray in the spirit. If there's no space, you can stand wherever you are. Those who are falling online, please participate in the prayer. We are praying as believers. Tonight, God wants to deal with issues. He wants to provide solutions. You start things and it does not finish. Your father started, he did not finish. Your mother started, she did not finish. Some of you are even in ministry. You don't start anything and it finishes. Take it higher for me. There's a song I'm hearing in my spirit you won't believe. Alpha, Omega. You know that song? You are worthy of our praise today.
You are worthy of our praise today.
Alpha. Believers, listen, let me teach you something. It's not a new teaching in this house, but let me teach you something. In every family where darkness has prevailed, there will always be a first person who will get angry and say, it ends with me. Tonight I'm praying, may that person be you. For as long as there is no believer who is responsible enough, who will get up to say, Lord, those who have gone ahead of me, perhaps they did not know. They didn't have sufficient spiritual intelligence. They just allowed things to happen. In Hausa, we say, Hakanea la Shiria. Very funny cliche that justifies the reign of darkness. That you start a thing and never finish. What is there in building a house that takes a man 10 years? And the man is walking. 10 years, is it not a curse? I pray for you from my heart. Make sure you are prepared to receive. In the name of Jesus, whatever stops things from completion, the Bible says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. Right now, that spell, that curse, that yoke is broken now. Broken now. Shabakatokapa, broken now over that sister, that brother, broken now, broken now, broken now. Shout it after me, Father. Say it again, Father. I declare by the power that raised Christ from the dead that I will start, I will continue, and I will finish. I will start, I will continue, and I will finish. Open your mouth and pray. I will start, continue, and finish. I will start, continue, and finish. Please pray, pray. Make sure you pray. No distraction. I will start, I will continue, I will finish. Abakata brakata balakata. I will start, I will continue, I will finish. I will start. I will continue. I will finish. I curse the waster,
the spirit that abort completion, I call you by name and I curse you by the God of heaven. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. For all of you who have responded to this call, I pray for you. And all those connected to you. The waster, that spirit that aborts completion of any and every good thing, I command it is banished from your life. Banished from your family. Banished from your destiny. I said again, banished from your life. Banished from your family. Banished from your destiny. In the name of Jesus. Please return back to your seat rejoicing. Return back to your seat rejoicing. Return back to your seat rejoicing. Did I greet you tonight? Good evening, everybody. Welcome to our miracle service for the month of January. God is already moving mightily and powerfully. This is what I'm hearing in my spirit for someone. It's your season of a new song. I don't know who this is for, but this is a prophetic word. The Lord is telling me to minister to someone. It is your season of a new song. A new song. A new song means a new experience. A new song. Someone say, I receive it. It's your season of a new song. I don't know what this will mean to you, but for someone, the meaning of that for somebody can be that the crying has come to an end. For someone, it means shame and mockery has come to an end. For someone, it means the expectation of the wicked has come to an end. In the name of Jesus Christ, your season of shame and mockery has come to an end. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. The reason why we gather for meetings like this is first because we are believers. Because we believe in Jesus and we believe in His power to save to the uttermost, to heal, to deliver. Are we together now? Paternal witchcraft. Paternal witchcraft. Paternal witchcraft. I'm seeing fire fall on people right now. Hold on, hold on. Please hold on, hold on, hold on. Before you shout amen, please bring those people out. Paternal witchcraft coming from the bloodline. Paternal witchcraft. This is what I'm hearing in my spirit. I don't know where they are, but Spirit of the Living God, you reveal to redeem. Bring them out. Paternal witchcraft comes through the bloodline of men and fathers. Once I mention that and you are under the influence of that devil, the Lord Himself will visit you. Please be patient with me. Let me just do my thing. Paternal witchcraft. Bring them out. All those who are under the anointing as I mention that. Paternal witchcraft. I'm saying it as I'm hearing it in my spirit. If there are no ushers here, please, you can help the people. We have a lot to do tonight. Paternal witchcraft. Bloodlines. Bloodlines. By the fire of the Holy Ghost, every arrangement, it's not your fault that you came where you came from, but in the name of Jesus, every access into your destiny, every access into your life, access to your destiny, access to your influence, access to your reputation that has come through these demonic points, I declare by the blood of the eternal covenant, be free from it now. Be free from it now. Be free from it now. Male and female, be free from it now. In the name of Jesus, be free from it now. This witchcraft manifests in various ways, for good or for evil, various ways. You call it bad luck, various ways. Sometimes it's a covering cast on your face. In the name of Jesus, I tear off that covering cast. I tear off that covering cast from off your face. Help that lady. I tear off that covering cast from off your face. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but I tear off that covering cast that will not let the right people see you, that will not let favor reach you. I tear off that covering cast in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your glory radiate upon my face. Let your glory radiate upon my face. Open your mouth and pray. Tear off that covering cast, bringing darkness to your life. Pray. Let your eyes be on Jesus. No distraction. We tear off that covering cast, taking advantage of God's people. We command that it gives way now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, the power of God is coming on a lady from Ekiti State. Ekiti State, that's one of the southwestern states. The power of God is coming on a lady from Ekiti State. And the Lord is saying he's ending the reign of witchcraft over that family. Wherever that lady is, whether in here or outside from Ekiti State, I decree your deliverance comes for you now. Your deliverance comes for you now. Your deliverance comes for you now. In the name of Jesus. Even though I've prayed over the issue of death, but the Spirit of God is asking me to minister particularly to a family. All the men in that family are dying. All. Who is that? All the men. All the men. Please run and come out here quickly. The men. Nothing seems to happen to the women, but it's just the men. I'm not saying, please make sure you... and then guide them so they don't march on anyone, please. Usher's protocol. Just guide them. Don't worry. If God mentions your case, it's because... You've taken the pain and the sorrow away. You've given me peace undeniable. There's no need to cry, cause you're always with me. You're my Father, my everything. There was a woman in the Bible called the widow at Nain. Have you ever read that story? That was what was wrong with the woman. All the men in her life, it started with her husband. Then her only son was about to leave. There's something about Satan's interest with sons. The wife of the sons of the prophet, the devil took her husband and two of her sons were about to leave. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you, all of you who are here. The yoke, the spell that takes advantage of the men in your family, killing them and rendering them helpless by the power that raised Christ from the dead, I command that altar destroyed now. Destroyed now. Destroyed now. Destroyed now. Destroyed now. In the name of Jesus. Every contract that powers the killing, the wasting of men in these families represented by the blood of the eternal covenant, that contract come to an end now. And for those of you who have already lost all the men, may God raise help for you. Raise help for you from strange quarters. May help arise for you in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, please return to your seat rejoicing. Agune chemba Iwoloba oko Eletuma re Masoyina Agune chemba Iwoloba oko Please be seated for 1 minute. God bless you. Be seated. Be seated. Worship team, God bless you. Thank you. God is already moving powerfully, and I don't want to tamper with what the Spirit of God is doing. Because you see, when God is moving like this, it's dangerous to stand His way. We step back and we allow Him to move, to bless, to change, to do whatever it is that He wants to do in the life of His people. But let me read 2 portions of scripture, build a few things, and then we continue from where we have left. There's someone who came here with a severe pain, very severe pain at the right side, where your appendix is, severe pain at that right side. As I'm speaking right now, the power of God is touching you wherever you are. In the name of Jesus Christ, every word that comes that applies to you, make sure you receive it with all your heart. Matthew chapter 4, we'll read 23 to 25. Matthew chapter 4, again, you are welcome to our miracle service for the month of January. Makes it the first for this year 2026. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. 24. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him a great multitude of people from Galilee, and from the Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and even beyond the Jordan. This is Jesus in the business of healing and turning lives, changing lives. Matthew chapter 10, we'll read 1, 7, and 8. Matthew 10, 1, 7, and 8. Matthew chapter 10, 1, 7, and 8. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, the Bible says he gave them power against unclean spirits, to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Verse 7. And he said to them, as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is now within your reach. And demonstrate the reality of that statement, verse 8, by healing the sick, cleansing the lepers, raising the dead, casting out devils. You have freely received, and then it says to freely give. Hallelujah. In John chapter 20 and verse 21, Jesus left us a mandate. He said unto them, peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, with the same equipping, for the same reason, with the same mandate. He said, even so send I you. Jesus is not on earth today in the flesh. He's with us by his spirit, but he has commissioned us. He's given us the backing, the message, are we together? To take his life, to take his power to as many, to do the things that would happen if he were here physically. And he assured us that while we are about that assignment, he will be walking with us. Walking with us by his spirit. He says, and they went forth, the Lord walking with them, confirming the word with signs following. I like to start my little church tonight by encouraging us that it is scriptural to come to God with your needs, your cares, your concerns, and expect him to give you solutions. It's not unscriptural. God is a good God. It's important that we understand a revelation of the goodness of God. That it is not unscriptural to come to God with your needs. It is not unscriptural to come to God with your cares, to come to God with your concerns, and expect him to give you solutions, to give you testimonies. You know, sometimes as preachers, in a bid to teach people to prioritize the presence of God and loving God beyond things, sometimes we sincerely delve to the other side of the pendulum and we make people feel guilty for coming to God to receive. It is true that you must love God beyond the things that he gives you, but I'm saying it is not unscriptural to come to God with your needs. It is not unscriptural to come to God with your cares and your concerns. Matthew chapter 7, 7 and 8. It says, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. Verse 8 says, for everyone that asketh, receiveth. This is Jesus speaking. He that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. John 16, I believe, is it 16 and verse 23 or 24? It says, he that told you have asked for nothing in my name. Jesus is speaking now. He says, ask. I think it should be 23 or 24. 24. He that told you have asked nothing in my name. He says, ask and ye shall receive that your joy may be full. God is a giver. You see, there is a quality of God called his goodness. Have you read about the goodness of God? That was the dimension of his glory he revealed to Moses. Moses said, show me your glory. And he said, I will let my goodness to pass off you. So the goodness of God is a dimension of his glory. And the goodness of a man, or goodness generally, talks about uprightness, moral uprightness. It talks about kindness, honesty, benevolence, the willingness to help. When you say someone is good, first and foremost, it means the person is upright in his ways, a person of integrity, the person of honesty, but it also means the person is not slack in showing help. Are we together? That the person is kind, the person is benevolent, open-handed. So when you say God is a good God, and every time in the Bible you talk about the goodness of God, you notice it is always connected to his mercy. The goodness of God, always connected to his mercy. Let me show you a few scriptures. I'm just trying to arrange the scriptures in my head. Psalm 100. Let's do verse 5. Psalm 100 and verse 5. For the Lord is good. You see it there now? What else do you see? And he's... Every time you see the goodness of God, it is always together with his mercy. Like you see wisdom and understanding. Every time you see wisdom, you see understanding. Are we together? Now, the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting. Psalm 136, I think verse 1. 136. I'm just opening the Bible in my head. 136 and verse 1. That's right. Let's read together. 1, 2, go. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his... And there you find it again. Everywhere you find the goodness of God. When you read the psalm, I think that should be psalm, what now? Surely goodness and mercy. We say it all the time. That his goodness and his mercy will follow you. So God is a good God. The meaning of that is that he's upright, he's kind, he's generous. He's not slack in showing help. That makes it scriptural to come to God with your cares, to come to God with your concerns. In fact, the Bible puts it this way. It says to cast your cares before the Lord, for he cares for you. Have you read that scripture now? Yes. So I'm saying that you are not against scripture tonight for coming to God with your requests, no matter how many. 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. He knows your name. He knows your every thought. And he sees each tear that falls. And he hears you when. God is a good God. So I don't feel guilty when I approach the throne of grace with my needs, with my cares, with my confusion, with my concerns. Who else should I go to? He's my God. It says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? It says, my help cometh from the Lord, the maker of the heavens and the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight I want to introduce to you not just a God who is powerful, will come there, but a God who is good. Say, God is good. Say that again. Say, God is good. Yes. When you understand the goodness of God, then you will not be afraid to come before him with your needs. How many of you know that to the degree to which you discern or you are told or you experience that a man is good, you will be able to approach that person with your concerns. Am I right on that? If they tell you this man is a good man, good may mean he's a giver. Good may mean he's a thoughtful person. Good may mean he's a person of integrity. You will have the confidence to come to the person and say, sir, would you help me with my school fees? Would you help me with whatever it is? Or would you help me avenge someone who is more powerful than me? The goodness of God is important that in receiving from God, we come into the consciousness, not just of his power. There were many kings in the earth that were powerful, but they were not good. They were powerful. But with that power, they oppressed people. Is someone learning? God is a good God. Meaning he's kind. Meaning he's a giver. He's a father indeed. He's touched by the feelings of our infirmity. He wants to see his people not just worship him. Because you see, if you remove that quality of God's goodness, then he becomes like every other wicked king. To want people to worship you, are we together? To put yourself in a position where, you know, deserving of worship, you want people to bow before you without being concerned about their needs. It makes you a wicked person. So when we worship him, when we acknowledge him, when we lift up his name, when we live for him, when we die for him, when we go through persecutions for him, you see, It is one-sided. It is not the character of true love. It's important to also know what comes from him to you. Salvation being the greatest, but there are benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, the Bible says, and forget not his benefits. Expressions of his goodness. Say, God is a good God. When we come to God for help, when we come to God for solutions, when we come to God for direction, there are two things that he does. Number one is that he intervenes. He steps in and responds to our needs. But in addition to responding to our needs, he gives us an encounter with himself. So that at the end of that experience, even though we came to him, what brought us to him was our needs. But if it is the God of the Bible you meet, one, he will solve that problem, but he will also give you an encounter of himself so that you live with your solutions, but you also live with an encounter, knowing him better, loving him better, desiring him better. Is someone learning now? Nobody comes to God and just receives from his hand and then just goes away. No. When you come to God, He will stretch his hands and respond to your needs, but he will draw you closer and show you something about himself. In fact, I have taught you in this house that one of the ways God meets your needs, one of the ways God answers prayer, is by giving you encounters that make for your growth. Because many of the things we ask God for, in fact, depend on us growing for the answer to work. If you ask, if your child asks you for the car to your key to your car, assuming it's a 5-6 year old child, no matter how you love that child, you cannot give the child the key to an SUV at age 5 or 6. Even if the car was bought in the child's name, you have to wait for the child to grow. An heir, for as long as that heir is a child, he differeth not from a slave, even though he be Lord of all. When we come to God with our needs, he intervenes over the issues of concern, but then he leads us through another dimension of encounter with him, so that we live with both our testimony and then a greater knowledge of him. This is a very powerful revelation you must have. One of the ways you will know it is the God of the Bible you met is that you walk away with two things. One, your testimony, an answer to why you came. But number two, a greater knowledge of him. That through your receiving that testimony, you learn something about him that makes you to love him more, to desire him more, to hunger more for him. Any encounter with God that just stops at receiving things without him reintroducing himself to you is not a genuine encounter. Are we together? When he came to Moses, he introduced himself to Moses. Then Moses found there a rod that had been blessed and anointed that became the rod of God. And he now sent him to Pharaoh. I'm praying for you tonight that you will not only walk away with your prayer request, but you will walk away with a greater passion for God. You will walk away with a greater love for him. You will walk away with a deeper dimension of knowledge in him. You will receive that. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I was thinking yesterday into this morning, there are primarily about three causes of all human problems. Really four, but one is a special case. But there are about three main causes of all human problems. I think I should just state that. All human problems, whether it's a health problem, whether it's a marital crisis, whether it's a demonic oppression, whether it's stagnation, delay, you know, retrogression, all human problems are caused primarily by three forces or channels or causes. Well, four, but I will leave one because it's a special discussion. Number one, let me give it to you quickly. Number one, human problems can be of a natural or biological cause. Human problems can be of a natural or biological cause. An example is hunger. An example is tiredness. When a man is hungry, it's not a demonic oppression. It's a natural cause. Are we together? Even when you fast, you are hungry. When Jesus became a man, he was hungry. Number two, tiredness, fatigue, weariness. It's a human thing. When you are fatigued, when you are tired, when your energy is spent, it doesn't become a prayer point. You don't go around saying, oh God, you just rest. There is a cure for it. Are we together now? So these are human problems. Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 29 and 30. So this, the first category of human problems that are of a natural or biological cause. The Bible says he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Verse 30. Even the youths, provided they are human, they shall faint and be weary. And the young men, regardless their strength, will eventually utterly fall. You see that now? So there are certain human problems that are of natural or biological cause. Number two, there are human problems that are of Man-made causes. Man-made causes. For instance, ignorance. For instance, poor decisions that lead to a variety of consequences. For instance, laziness. For instance, pride. All these are man-made problems. Ignorance is a man-made problem. Poor decisions that lead to corresponding consequences, man-made. Laziness, for instance, man-made. Pride, they can be empowered by human, by demon spirits, but intrinsically, they are man-made. Even though they are not natural, they are man-made. I'll give you an example. In Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 4, you have a very interesting rendition there. Proverbs 20 and verse 4. It says, the sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold. That's his excuse. The sluggard is a lazy man. He will not plow by reason of the cold. Therefore, shall he beg in harvest and have nothing. Proverbs 26 and verse 13. Proverbs 26 and verse 13. Look at this. A lazy man gives an excuse. What is his excuse? There is a lion in the way, and there is a lion on the streets. Mr. Man, why are you not out to go and get something? He says, I heard that there is a lion on the street. That's a lazy man's excuse. He's not seen the lion. He's not verified, but he refused to go out. He said, there is a lion in the street. Hallelujah. Man-made causes. It's amazing how many things we suffer that Satan is surprised. God is not surprised. He's all-knowing, but demons are surprised. And they are saying, this one is not me. This one is me. I take responsibility. But this one, it's of a human origin. I'm praying for you. Any trouble that is man-made, may you not be the one who takes your own hands and causes trouble for your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Pride, laziness, all of these are man-made troubles. The reason is because you can deal with them even without being born again. You can solve a laziness issue without being born again. In many ways, you can even solve a pride issue without being born again. Of course, it is enhanced and sustained by the power of the Holy Spirit. You can solve the issue of poor decisions even without being born again because it's man-made. Number three, human problems can be of demonic causes. It can be engineered by demon spirits, like oppression, like bondage, like addictions. These ones now are beyond natural causes. These ones are beyond man-made causes. These ones are engineered by demon spirits. An example again, oppression. There's a way you can see oppression. You see that now. Now, when you look at someone who is a victim of all of this, you see an interplay of both natural causes, man-made causes, demonic causes. So it's difficult for you to separate which is which. Demonic causes, bondage, addictions, oppressions, they are all of demonic causes. Luke 13, 16, for instance. Luke chapter 13 and verse 16. Give it to us. Ought not this woman, Jesus is speaking now, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound. Who bound her? Satan. Satan. Satan bound her for 18 years. Jesus said she'll be loosed from her infirmity. And he said Satan bound her. In fact, let's go to Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. Peter made a profound statement there. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. Read the next line with me. And healing all they that were oppressed of the devil. Who oppressed them? The devil. Satan does oppress men. There are demonic spirits that oppress people. So these are classically the three major causes of human problems. Again, natural or biological causes. Number two, man-made origin or man-made causes. And then number three, demonic causes. Then there is the fourth, and that's why I isolated that one. Under certain conditions, the problems that plague a man can be a divine response to certain conditions. It can be a divine response. Even if it's not God that caused it, it can be a divine response to conditions of pride, to conditions of rebellion. And sometimes it can be a season of training for a believer. You see that now? Yes. The Bible says, for instance, in James chapter 4 and verse 6, it says, God himself opposes the proud. He resists the proud. Who resists the proud? Not the devil. So there are times that a man can face certain challenges. It's not demonically engineered. And let me tell you the truth. It's a dangerous thing when God is the one resisting you, because the anointing cannot save you. The anointing was not designed to fight God. The anointing cannot be antichrist. You see that now? The only prayer that saves a man where God is safe, is helping, is the prayer of repentance and the prayer of mercy. Hallelujah. In Psalm 66 and verse 12, profound scripture, it says, thou hast caused men to ride upon our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us into a wealthy place. Thou hast caused men to ride upon our heads. Joseph went through the calamity that he went through. If you study the life of Joseph, you would think it were just from his father to his brothers hating him. He's been thrown into the well, remember? And then Potiphar's house, then Potiphar's wife, then landing in prison. That was the whole journey. So from his father's house to his brothers to a dry well, sold to the Egyptians, went to Egypt, was in Potiphar's house for a few years, became a slave there, exalted there, blackmailed by Potiphar's wife, found himself to another prison again, stayed there, was helping people in the prison until the king sent for him, interpreted the dream, God exalted him, he became the Pharaoh till he died. But he made a profound statement when the brothers came, you know, and they bowed to him. He said, you meant it for evil. You see that now? But God used it for my good, for the salvation. You know, how did he put it? To save much people. But as for you, you thought evil against me. That's right. It says, but God meant it. Are you seeing now? So there are times that you may be going through a situation. Sometimes you don't understand. Especially, I told you, when righteousness does not deliver its dividends in your life, then God is up to something. Every time righteousness does not look profitable in your life, are we together? That you are walking the ways of God, integrity, you love God, you are praying, you are obeying his word, and yet your result is not that of a righteous person, then be patient. God is doing something. Give us that scripture again. Genesis 50 and verse 20. But as for you, you thought evil against me. It says, but God meant it unto good. Why? To bring it to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive. There are some of you, is the challenge that you went through that finally brought you to God. You of before would never come to church. They gave you tracts, you threw it away. They preached, you threw it away. And then, you see, God does not cause trouble. But let me tell you, the moment God finds that situation as a training ground, he will not be in a hurry to bring answers. He will allow that fire to roast out everything that is not. Remember Isaiah 43, 1 and 2. Fear not, I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the fire, you see that now? Verse 2. When you pass through the water, I will be with you. Through the rivers, it shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burnt. So God did not cause the hatred that your boss had concerning you. But because there's an entrepreneurship grace that he wanted to bring out, God will not be in a hurry to bring deliverance. So all that frustration, as the man is saying, you are stupid, you are whatever, you are good for nothing, you go back with that holy provocation. And out of it will come forth a business that will be a source of healing for other people. That's the reason why the Bible says to give thanks. Give thanks. Not because God caused the situation, but in your giving thanks, are we together now? You can turn things around for good. Some of you, it was your challenge that now finally brought you to church. You are really welcome to church. You see, so it came as a schoolmaster. Some of you would never pray. You laughed at people who were praying till disaster struck. The day they told you something from the hospital, the doctor first said, "Are you a Christian?" He said, "Mr. Man, tell me my report." He said, "I'm just asking, are you a child of God? So that I will know how to say it." He said, "Well, kind of. You know, this is our English, kinda." He said, "Okay, let me just tell you, you have cancer." I said, "Ah, cancer. When is Koinonia Miracle Service again?" And you came from 8 o'clock and they say, "Are you not tired?" I say, "Me? Tired? You don't know what got me here." So sometimes, in all honesty, challenges drive us to his presence. And if God will get glory from it, I can assure you he will not be in a hurry to bring deliverance. He will bring deliverance, but he will allow the purging and the walking that comes through it. An uncomfortable truth, but it's true. Are we together? Praise the name of the Lord. Anyway, we're here tonight to receive. And God is already bringing great solutions. Receiving from God demands faith, like you have been taught in this house. Faith in God and faith in the vessel that he uses to bring you that deliverance. It's important you know this. Receiving from God demands faith. Number one, faith in God Almighty as the one who brings healing, the one who brings deliverance, the one who brings salvation. There is no other who is able to deliver after this sort. Daniel chapter 3, second to the last and last verse. That should be 30, 31 or 29, 30. Please look for it for us. Daniel chapter 3, King Nebuchadnezzar's verdict. Then the king, let's go to 29. "Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill." That's it there. "Because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort." Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So when you want to receive from God, you must believe in God. Hebrews 11 and verse 6. "He that cometh to God must come believing that he is." He exists, 11:6, "and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him." Do you believe in God tonight, and do you believe that he is able? Hallelujah. Now, you see, sometimes our challenges can be so magnified in our lives. The medical report, the job situation, marital crisis, whatever issue you are trusting God for, it can be so magnified that sometimes it shrinks away God in your mind. Are we together now? Yes. Shrinks away God. So when they are saying God is able to do this, you just keep watching. And they say, "These guys, they are happy, that's why. I saw the car that they came down from. I can only imagine that they've eaten well." In Jesus' name, other people are shouting amen at the top of their voice, and there are people who are just watching. I don't blame you, but let me tell you this. There is no receiving from God if you do not believe that he's mighty and believe that he's able. Every other God is an idol. They cannot see, they cannot hear. You are the one true living God. Yahweh, the one true living God. Every other God is an idol. They cannot see, they cannot hear. You are the one true living God. Yahweh, the one true living God. Sing it one more time. Every other God is an idol. They cannot see, they cannot hear. You are the one true living God. Yahweh, the one true. There are many ways to believe in God. The chiefest of them is to study his testimonial as captured in the Bible. The Bible, as we know, contains 66 books that have been aggregated here, and all of them, literally all of them from Genesis to Revelation, are a manifesto, is a display of God's testimonial. Genesis, Exodus, the five books, prophetic books, poetic books, prophets major and minor, are we together? Down to the Gospels, the book of Acts, the epistles, down to Revelation. The entire Bible is a display, a manifesto of this God. So that you will know him and you will know his son Jesus. Because to the degree to which you know him, when you know him, you can trust him. He becomes believable the deeper you know him. And the more you explore the testimonies, the things he did. When you read this Bible, you see, you will read about the deliverance that he brought to the nation of Israel. You will read in this Bible that angels were commanded and they used hailstones. They threw and defeated hundreds of thousands of people overnight. You read this Bible and prophets spoke and God backed them up. It's difficult to believe God when you do not study his works in the Bible. It says, if you cannot believe me for who I am, believe me even for the work's sake. Hallelujah. Apostle, but can God really change my story? The answer is yes. But if I'm answering you, I will not just say yes. I will ask you, tell me your situation. Then I will find a parallel of it in scripture. Apostle, my situation is too bad. Like Job? Too bad. Like the man at Bethesda, 38 years? Too bad. Like the woman with the issue of blood? Too bad. Like the captivity of a whole nation, 430 years? Too bad. Like what again? I mean, you can see displayed in the Bible are all kinds of problems. When you read the Bible, it comforts you over your own problem. Because whilst you are reading, you find out that there are very serious problems that were in the Bible. And then it makes light of your own problem and it helps you to now be able to believe God. Apostle, my own is finances. Even Jesus one time had a financial issue. They came to collect tax and they wanted to embarrass him. They said, you are a preacher of righteousness and you have not given your tax. And he said, all right, so that there's no problem. If I start saying I'm not a citizen of the earth, I will be in trouble. The disciples will be in trouble because it's only citizens of the earth that pay tax. If I now tell the tribute collectors I'm from above, what now happens to the disciples? They will now say, so us, we are from where? You are exempting yourself and leaving us in trouble. He says, so that there will be no trouble. Go to the sea, catch the fish, open the mouth, the first coin you see, give to Caesar. You are not the first to go through financial crisis. You are not the first to go through demonic attacks. The Bible is full of all kinds of people who went through demonic attacks. We just read from Luke 13. A young girl who was possessed with the spirit of divination. How about the madman in Gadara? The Bible says that man had a legion. Do you know what it means for a legion to reside in one man? He lacerated himself, cutting himself and living in caves. But in one moment with one declaration. You see, when you read that kind of thing, you now believe that no matter how dark the curse, no matter how dark the yoke, no matter how dark the demonic programming is, if one word can take a legion out of a man, then one declaration in the name of that same Jesus can set your family free. Someone receive it now. Yes. Yes. Apostle, but does God really heal? Let's go to the life of a king called, well, not a king, a captain, a valiant captain called Naaman. The Bible says he was valiant in war, but he was leprous. One day, the young lady who was brought in from slavery, attending to his wife, gave him a recommendation. He found his way to Elisha the prophet. And Elisha said, this is a simple thing with my God. He said, go to Jordan, wash 7 times. How about the man at Bethesda? John chapter 5 and verse 8. Rise up, take up your bed and walk. Kai, I like Jesus. Rise up, take up your bed and walk, sir. What happened to the man? Verse 9. The Bible says, immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. On the same day. On the same day. You may come here sick, diagnosed with all kinds of things, but with one declaration, he said, rise up, take up your bed. The man would have said, but this Jesus, I doubt whether you are really Jesus. I've been here 38 years. If I could carry my bed, will you find me here? You are the one true living God. Yahweh, the one true living God. Every other God is an idol. They cannot see, they cannot hear. You are the one true living God. Yahweh, the one true living God. Hallelujah. Say, I believe in Jesus. Say it like you believe. I believe in Jesus. Yes, sir. But it's not just to believe in Jesus. You must also believe in the vessel that he's using. If you believe in the doer of the miracles, but you do not believe in the vessel and the channel, it will affect your receiving. God walks through the hands of men. He's a mighty God, but he comes down to men through the hands of men. The Bible says he parted the Red Sea through the breath of his nostrils. But we never saw God breathing over the waters. We saw a man sent by God, a man anointed by God, casting his rod before the Red Sea. And it parted like a door, opening hither and thither. And yet the psalmist would tell us that he parted the Red Sea. Never mentioned Moses there. He said he parted the Red Sea himself through the breath of his nostrils. God will get down to men through men. Some of our people who have already received their testimonies, you see, it's because once God is ready and the servant he will use is ready and the people to receive are ready, the miracle happens. That tripartite connection must be there. There are times God is always ready, always. His nature demands that he's always ready. But sometimes the vessel that he will use may not be aligned and ready enough to host that level of power and grace and glory. Are we together? But there are times God can be ready, the vessel can be ready, but the people to receive are not trained on how to receive. So God is ready, the power flows through him, through the vessel, but it's not able to reach the final recipients. That's why believers must be trained. As I'm teaching you now, faith is coming into your spirit because God does not do superstition. Miracles are not superstition. It's not magic. When a magician is performing, he does not ask you whether you believe. You just watch as he manipulates the laws of nature and spiritual laws altogether. But when God wants to deal with you, he demands that you believe. You must believe in Jesus and you must believe in the vessel that is anointed to reach down to you. 2 Chronicles 20:20, it says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. And then it says, believe in his prophets, so shall you prosper. Believe in the Lord your God, you shall be established. Believe in his prophets, so shall you prosper. In Isaiah 44 and verse 26, I believe, the Bible says, who confirmeth the words of his servants and performs the counsel of his messengers. He confirms the words of his servant and performs the counsel of his messengers. Hallelujah. Many times in scripture, you will see Jesus will ask, do you believe that I'm able to do this? Yeah, Lord, we believe. And if for any reason we don't believe, help our unbelief. Then a miracle follows. You must believe. Receiving from God depends on faith. Faith in God, believing in God and believing in the vessel. Then number two, still connected to faith, acting in obedience. You must respond. You must respond to the word of God through obedience or by your obedience. Acting in obedience. Like we read in John 5:8, the man came to Jesus, or Jesus came to the man already at Bethesda, and having spoken to him, Jesus spoke a word. He says, rise, take up your bed, and walk. Three instructions. One, rise. Two, take up your bed. Three, walk. He would have remained there, but the Bible says immediately the man was made whole. But he wouldn't have known he was made whole until he took up his bed. And then he walked. Let me tell you something I've learned. I've seen the power of God in my life. I've seen healings. I've seen miracles. I've seen the move of the Spirit. And one of the things that I have learned about the the operation of the anointing is that sometimes the line between your receiving and not receiving can just be one simple action of faith. That's it. That for as long as you don't take that action of faith responding, you will be surprised how difficult the situation still remains. And yet in the spirit is recorded that you have received an action of faith. Did you read in your Bible that there were four lepers? The prophetic word had gone ahead. By this time tomorrow, it was already settled. Now, let me tell you this. Whether that word came to pass or not, you couldn't call Elisha fake. He was speaking by the Spirit. But there needed to be human actors who will not just hear but obey. I hope you know, they never heard the by this time tomorrow prophetic word, but they believed. And they said, why sit we here till we die? He said, let us get up. The ones who responded were the ones who received. When Jesus was walking on water and the disciples saw him, Peter and the other disciples, they looked at him and they said, if it be thou, bid me come. And Jesus said, come. Notice, like you have heard me say, Jesus never said, Peter, come. He said, come. Anybody at all who heard it would have taken the step of faith. If he had said, Peter, come, and Andrew walked on water, it would be disobedience because they did not call his name. But he just said, come. I'm sure all of them were watching and saying, who now goes? Thomas would say, God forbid me. No, I'm not going anywhere. The one who spoke is the one who should go. And Peter says, all right, I have nothing to lose. At least let me die in his presence. He took the step and found out he was walking on water. Tonight you'll be surprised that even though they've prayed for you so many times over the same issue, the reason why you may not have received is because you received the prayer, but at the point of action, you slack down. For instance, check yourself, check where it's hurting. And you just say, well, I think I see, I'm sure the pain is still there. The signs don't go before you. The signs follow your believing. I've taught you here. Am I right on that? So it has to be your believing first. John chapter 2. They met Jesus. And Jesus said, fill 6 pots with water. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know that the people who saw it, they did not see wine. What they saw was water. And Jesus said, now that you have obeyed, carry your cup, the cup to give the royal people. Fetch from that water and be on your way. Imagine that risk. You know, in ancient times, they didn't forgive. It was death. How do I come and die because I was serving at a wedding? Wouldn't I meet the caterer and say, I'm going home. Somebody wants to kill me. And he said, draw out and bear it to the governor. None of them would have doubted. It would not have been a miracle if they brought out wine. No, it was as they went. Come on now. As they went. In fact, Bible history teaches us that when Moses spoke that the waters should part, did you know it was not just that it just parted like films will show you? Who will not cross when it's already parted? Are we together? That it took some people actually stepping their feet. That's what Bible stories will tell us. Bible history is not that it just parted like that, like the films, the movies will show. Some people actually started entering by faith, you know, at the brink of the water. And then as somebody, once there was a witness of obedience, the water parted. I know this about God. Miracles happen when we move. Miracles don't just happen when we believe. Miracles happen when we move. Maybe this is a prophetic word for someone. You heard the lady who said she applied, she got a miracle. But think with me of a lady who applies about 30 jobs every day. No, 30. I'll tell you this. Even from a human standpoint, I hate to use this example, but there are people we call hustlers. I hope I'm not describing you. There are people we call hustlers. You know those kind of people, they never rest. They don't have the time to weep or mourn. They are always pushing. Most likely, those people will get results than those who don't do anything. I hear they've sacked you now and say, Amida is already applying for the next job. Those guys, they don't rest. They don't have time to cry. They don't have time to die. They don't have time to weep. They are always moving. Most likely, except a demon stops them, most likely they will receive a testimony. The Bible says, for everyone that asketh, The challenge with believers is we say, Lord, we believe you. And after we say, Lord, we believe you, we now say we have received by faith. Then we fold our arms. You say, Lord, if you move and I start seeing you, I will follow. You say, no, it's not like that. If it is of righteousness, it must be of faith too. You have to believe God. Is someone learning? So I'm sick, I'm having cancer, for instance, or I'm having some blood disease, or I'm having heart palpitations. I lay my hands as the man of God is about to make declarations. And as he's making declarations, I say amen. Now, I don't feel anything at all. Anything at all. Someone once asked me a question and said, am I all right? I never feel anything. People fall, I don't fall. People shake, I don't shake. I don't know if I've ever, I'm not even sure whether my tongues is genuine. I told the person, everything is by faith. He said, well, is it that God cannot encourage him? At least let something happen. And I said, this man, I don't know what to tell you again. Hallelujah. Sometimes you don't feel nothing. You just lay your hands. Apostle, are you saying heart palpitation that's been 8 years? It's even a disease that has come from father to child to grandchild. Are you saying with one declaration it will leave? Now, the problem is you need to know who is speaking and who is speaking for who. If I am the one speaking by my strength, then I'm wasting your time. Really wasting your time. I'm just speaking English for you here. You can as well go home. See that? But I'm giving, it's like an echo. He first speaks, and then your own is just to echo it to the minds of the people. I prophesied as I was commanded, not as I wanted. So if I speak over you and I say, in the name of Jesus, may doors open. Don't just look at the man of God and say, wow, an anointed man is speaking. You are right. But first, think of it this way. The Almighty God is speaking through an anointed vessel. Now you can receive. Because sometimes the things that I tell you may be so big for you to receive. For some of you, if I literally prophesy by this time tomorrow, you will say amen, but you will laugh at yourself. You will laugh at your intellectual self, your very brilliant self, yourself that has been around Abuja for a long time. Who knows that this thing, humanly speaking, may not happen that way. But when you know the God of heaven, in my little walk with God, I've seen God do mighty things. So that when God tells you, I will do something, it's better to keep quiet than to open your mouth and say, God, even if you will make a way in the wilderness, will this happen? The deeper your knowledge of God, the easier it is for your faith to walk. Faith leans on the revelation of God. I've taught you this. Faith has to rest on an anchor. And if your anchor is not strong, your faith will be shaky. That by tomorrow, a stranger will call you, and that will be the orchestration that will open up a new season. For an example, you see that now. There are people who really believe what I just said. There are people who truly believe. But there are people who, especially brilliant people. Brilliant people are the ones who is very difficult. And it's not, I'm not insulting you. But it's difficult for brilliant people to receive. You know why? Because there's mathematics in your head. There's physics in your head. 1 + 1 in your head is 2. It can't be 10. Even when faith is saying 10, your brain is saying, come on, don't make me a child. I got first class, and I respect it. But I'm telling you, spirit science is beyond just science, like physics and all of that. When you get into the business of spirits, don't suspend your mind, but exalt the word above it. Because when, I'm telling you this, when it has to do with the business of spirits, no sir. I prophesied as I was commanded. Medical doctors, explain to me how dry bones scattered, disintegrated with one declaration. Combine geology and medicine and archaeology and everything. It will not give you an explanation. But when God spoke, the bones came together. And your Bible says bone to his bone. Explain to me how a man who is a veteran of war will dip himself 7 times. And by the 7th time, the Bible tells us he came out with his skin looking as fresh as that of a baby. Explain to me how with one declaration, a word will enter into Hades and fetch out Lazarus and bring him and drop him into the body. Two miracles happened. One was the spirit entering, but number two, the already embalmed body. Do you know anything about embalmment at all? Medical science will teach us. When they embalm you, even if you are faking, you are already dead. If I understand embalmment correctly, there are parts of your organs that will be removed. Especially if they want to preserve you. You are gone. If the spirit comes and says, okay, so what do I do now with this body that is already 70% sliced into pieces? So many miracles happen. Because when they lose Lazarus, he did not go to a hospital. He went home. Hallelujah. Explain to me scientifically how five loaves and two fish will feed 5,000 people. Explain to me how seven loaves will feed 4,000 people or thereabouts. Two miracles of such were done in the Bible. There was the first one, five loaves and two fish. Then there was the one, seven loaves, and the Bible does not mention the amount of fish. You see that now? And it fed 4,000 people. God for you. Is someone believing in God? I'm saying this so that when we begin to pray, you release your faith knowing that in this year 2026, I am a believer. I'm not just a receiver. You cannot be a receiver until you are a believer. Don't jump the process. Don't just say, I am a receiver. Only believers are receivers. According to Mark 11:24, you first believe, then you receive. Then you have. Say that after me. You believe, then you receive, then you have. Keep it there for us. Mark 11:24. What things soever ye desire, when you pray, that's the formula. Believe, then receive, then have. Believing, that faith part. Receiving, the culmination of your faith process. Having is now the physical delivery. You cannot have what you have not believed. Are we together? And receive. Receiving is a spiritual thing. You can receive your job here. It is true. You can receive your breakthrough here. Listen, listen. It's possible to have your job here or have your breakthrough here. But usually the having is when you now go out there. But the believing and the receiving must happen here. Is someone learning? I believe. Then I receive. Then I walk out because I have received. I expect the physical manifestation. That one is left to the intelligence of God, the spirit of wisdom, walking through men. Walking through men. Walking through men. Because you have received, God would direct your steps, because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. You will just step into a conversation and you hear someone saying, just to let you know that we are recruiting two or three people. And why are you here? And say, oh, I'm sorry. I was to go for another meeting. Say, well, now that you are here, that's when you find out it was a divine coincidence. Are you interested in the job? They say, oh, yes. And the person says, you look like someone from my place. You say, yes, I'm from Delta. I say, I'm from Delta too. Where? And you mentioned, you think it's a coincidence? No. That is how you have. Because you have believed. Because you have received. God will now use human actors and systems to make the having possible. Is someone learning now? Let me tell you this. If you have not believed and you have not received, even when you come into the place where you should have, you will not have. Because the believing and the receiving, you already rejected it in the spirit. So even if you stand before your helper, there will be no discussion relating to help because you did not receive help. Most times we focus on having. And we stand before someone who we have made a helper by ourselves. And we say, sir, please, can you give me money? And the man says, no. We say, why? He said, if you talk to me again, you will go to jail. Leave this place. And the man is not that wicked. Because the man is not your source. He may be a channel. But when you go to God and say, Father, I know you are a helper. The Bible says you help men. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you will show me help. I receive by faith. Now you allow God by his wisdom to choose the human actors who will make your having possible. Are we together now?
Yes.
If you understand this believing, receiving and having equation, you'll be surprised. You'll find out why things happen for people. It's because they've done business with God in the secret. Are we together now?
Yes.
So there are three of you walking, and they walk up to one person, and it looks like the person who has the capacity to help is only interested in one person and engaging that one person in a conversation. And you are wondering, why not me? We have to go to the realm of the spirit and find out who did what. Someone was settling his day while he was speaking, that in the name of Jesus, everybody who looks upon me desires to help me because I am Beulah and I am Hephzibah. While he was doing that, believing and receiving, you were not there. He just wore his cloth and you people dressed the same. You are the same staff, but it's not the same thing you have done in the spirit. You understand what I'm teaching you now? Three businessmen trusting God for contracts. Among maybe 10 contractors, 4 or 5 of them go to Habalist to get whatever favor. One person goes to God. He's searching for scriptures. And after praying the scriptures, he does his homework well in terms of his intellectual, you know, preparation. And does everything and makes that declaration. In the name of Jesus, I'm preferred. The favor of God is upon me. The favor that was on Joseph, the favor that was on Ruth, the favor that was on Esther. I receive favor today. It surrounds me like a shield. In the name of Jesus, he now wears his suit and his tie. And all of you stand there. The realm of the spirit is responding. Listen, I'm showing you how things work. You don't stand to receive anything physically, and you did not do the business of it in the spirit. You will only meet embarrassment. Question. Now that you are in this place, are you willing to receive? If you are willing to receive, then you see you are programming your day. While it was yet early in the morning, Mark 1:35 to 37. Jesus would get up and go to a solitary place to pray. Question, why would the Word incarnate be praying? The Word of God. He was programming his climate. He knew he would need a donkey that no man had ridden on. He knew he would need helpers who will stand by him. He knew that he would need capacity, and he made that investment in the spirit. And when he did, he walked throughout the day, and you found out that things were just happening. This miracle service you see, ladies and gentlemen, to you are receiving, but to me this is having, because my receiving finished in the place of prayer. It's not now I'm trying to receive for you. It will be dangerous if it's now I'm trying to believe God and receive for you. That's too late. I don't stand in front of you to receive from God. I stand to release for you what has been received. Is someone learning now? What things soever ye desire, Mark 11:24. What things soever ye desire, when ye pray. So we are going to pray. It says, believe. Say, I believe. Say it again. Say, I believe. Then it says, receive. Say, I receive. Then it says, and ye shall have. Notice, the only part of it that has shall there is having, because there is a process that leads to it. You can believe, you can receive. You are done in the spirit. And then God now begins to orchestrate the human actors. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
This is how I live my life. I don't go out trying to receive. No. I have believed God already. That one is the business of the secret place. I have received. It's the business of the secret place. Then when you come out, you are ready to have now. And someone says, Apostle, I've been thinking of blessing you. May God bless you for being a vessel that will help me have. But that receiving was there. So that even if you say no to God, because I have received, there must be a human actor. God will bypass you and use another person. Every time you know how to receive, you will never idolize men. Because that business of arrival is finished in the spirit. God, who is the Father of spirits, will now begin to reach men. Rich man. Someone will say, no, I will not respond. It's okay, no problem, I respect your will. And he will go to someone else. I'm praying for you. As you receive tonight, in the name of Jesus, your days will be full of surprises. Hallelujah. I can bore you with stories upon stories of how this thing has worked in my life. People, opportunities that there was no human way. The people had no business conversing with me on certain aspects. But because the receiving had happened in the spirit. Someone can just look at you and say, have you ever gone abroad? And say, me that doesn't even have a passport. You say, really? Meet me tomorrow. Let me tell you, the man did not just favor you. You received that thing already in the secret. Maybe you received it while praying in tongues. You didn't verbalize it. As you were praying, the Holy Ghost, who knew that it's your season, you prayed it in the spirit. Listen, please try to get this thing. You see, what happens on earth is a reflection, not an initiation. A reflection. The activities on earth don't initiate the process of your having. They are the end point of your having. Receive your blessings there. The Bible says in Ephesians 1:3. Read it with me. Ephesians 1:3. It says, thanks be to God. Give it to us, please. Ephesians 1:3. We are where to pray. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all what? Talk to me. All in heavenly. Question. You don't live there. Spiritually, you are there, but you live on the earth. Why would God drop those blessings there and tell you all things are yours? It's because the conversion process has also been revealed. Believe him, receive him, then by his wisdom and through the ministry of men, the having comes. It is in this one description, again, like I always say, that both psychology, are we together? Science and religion agree that when you have received the thing in the realm of the spirit, you must have it manifest. It's true. This is not some metaphysics, Scientology. It's true. From the foundations of the earth, the lamb was already slain. The issue of salvation was finished. Jesus came to act out that which had been finished. That was why no matter what happened, he was invincible till that plan was done. Read your Bible and see. God never starts anything physically. He finishes it in the realm of the spirit and then he begins physically. The Bible says he declares the end from the beginning. So when you see yourself living now, ladies and gentlemen, refer to my teaching, the hidden wisdom of God. It is not now God is starting your life. It's already finished. It's for you now to begin to follow it according to script. It's being written. Hebrews 10:7, lo, I come in the volume of the book. What book? What book? It is written already of me. I know what he has written concerning me, that I'm the head and not the tail. That though my beginning be small, my latter end shall greatly increase. That my path is as a shining light. It shines brighter and brighter even unto the perfect day. That he will give men for my ransom. You believe that? Again, say, I believe. Say, I receive. Say, I position myself to have. Say it again. I believe. I receive. And then I position myself to have. One last time. Say, I believe. Say, I receive. Apply it, whether finance, whether job. This is how it is. Your having can come as salary. Your having can come as investments. I don't want to talk about finances, but we have a curriculum for this year. We have a curriculum for this year. So no, I'm not, we'll leave that one, we'll deal with it. Should I give you an appetizer? Today is a miracle service. Hallelujah. Are we together now?
Yes.
So when a man prospers financially, believe me, it is not just the business you are doing that is prospering you. It is that something has happened. There is already a believing. There is already a receiving. Then the vehicles become your channels for having. If you have not believed, if you have not received, the channels will not deliver anything. You have a tap in your house and it's connected to an actual water board. Am I right on that? You cannot see the water board, but my goodness, there are a string of pipes from your house to the water board, say. But you can only see the part that actually delivers. Question. I hope you know there are times that your tap is fine. But either for a maintenance reason, water may not come from the water board. If you open your tap, does it come? It's not a pipe. It's not a plumbing issue. It's that something is wrong from the source. But there are times that the water board can be flowing with water, but because the pipe is not connected to your house, you will still not get water. But once the water board is fine, the pipe is fine, and you know how to open it, nothing restrains you from having water. This is the formula I want to teach you today. Believing, a prayer business, a word business, receiving, a spirit affair in your heart. Once you are done with those dimensions, get up and walk with wisdom, knowing that God, who is the Father of spirits, will now begin to orchestrate things. This is why the lives of other people sound miraculous. Just anything can bless them. Silly things can bless them. A man parks his car somewhere and just looks at them and says, "Sorry, you look like my friend's elder sister." I say, "I'm not the one." He said, "Anyway, just to let you know, if you are looking for anything related to visa, talk to me." He said, "Thank you. You are an answered prayer, sir." How? What is the probability of that coincidence working for your good? It's because in the place of prayer, you already received. Is someone learning now? Now, let me tell you what we do, believers. If you get this, it will be easy for us to pray and go home. What we do is that we don't do the work of believing. We don't do the work of receiving. Then we keep looking for men. Are we together now? To act out the having part. And we keep meeting disappointments. Because it was not settled in the realm of the spirit. Even unbelievers know this. They will go and do business with Satan. They will do the receiving. You see that now? "I want you to kill so-so-so and so person for me." They now bring his picture and stab him while they stab him, the man is still alive, but he is dead already. You and the native doctor know that except a higher spiritual power helps that man, he will not die immediately, but you and him know that the man is already dead. You know how it is in Nigerian films. The man will get up in the morning, watch this, the man is stretching himself. "My children, how are you?" Whereas as far as the wicked man and the native doctor is concerned, the man is dead. And he just kicks his car. And they just say, "Gas killed him." Gas killed him? No, he died. The same way you program favor. Are we together now? And by Wednesday, strange things begin to happen. And listen. And people look at you and say, honestly, "I know you are not diabolic. What are you really doing?" You tell them, "Come, let me teach you." Make sure you prepare an orarium for me as I'm teaching you. It is believing, receiving. No, you are telling them now. Tell them, "I'm now a man of God." Receiving, believing, and having. They say, "What is that?" They are all the same thing. Say, "English, but I'm teaching you intelligence of the spirit. You cannot have what you have not received. And you cannot receive what you have not believed." John 11:29. Give it to us. We're about to pray. 11:40, please. Jesus said unto her, "Have I not said unto you that if thou believe, you would see the glory of God?" Tied to your believing. Many times the Bible will be very silent about the receiving part, but it will emphasize that believing, and it will say it is for you according to your faith. Listen, faith is not believing alone. Faith is believing, receiving, and then engaging in the participatory processes that lead to having. Let's apply this to someone who is sick. Okay? So here you are with a medical report, a real medical report, regardless what's written there. You have felt the pain, it's real. You are not able to walk. That condition is real to you. Now, but the word of God comes. And it says, by his stripes you are healed. Please listen now. Your mind struggles to believe that. But because there is a spirit of faith, the Holy Ghost helps to empower your believing. Are we together? And now you believe that regardless this infirmity, God is able to heal me. You have done the believing part. Next is to receive by faith. I receive of your free gift of healing. You've called it children's bread. Lord, I receive. Now, as at the time you are receiving, nothing physical will change. The pain is still there. You are still on the wheelchair. Are we together? The blindness is still there. The deafness is still there. The cancer is still there. The situation is still there. The joblessness is still there. In fact, the oppression is still there. You are still feeling the movement in your body. But this is where faith comes in. That you take your eyes away from the storm and you look at the word. Lord, I receive. By the time you do the believing and you do the receiving, then comes the instruction that you will now obey. Are we together? Oh, place your hand and shout Jesus or shout whatever. And with the simplicity of faith, the moment you take that step of faith, you are ready to have. A miracle just happens. The pain, you hear people say, as I was stretching, it was like magic. The pain just left. It left the same way it came. You were not born with the pain. One day you woke up and felt the pain. So don't be surprised if you wake up and feel it gone. Why should it surprise you? You were not surprised when it came. Why should you be surprised when it goes? One day you woke up in the morning and your leg could not lift again. Why should it surprise you if in one moment you now lift the leg? Are you seeing that our minds are wired towards easily believing evil? Are we together now? The growth, you went to bed sound, but by the morning your leg had swollen. You did not ask where the fluid came from, but you believe. But now that it will shrink back and disappear, you are saying, In the name of Jesus, I'm praying for you. Because we're going to rise up to pray shortly. And in this prayer, it's going to be a business of receiving and having. I'm working on your believing. That's all I've been doing now. Helping you to see that God is dependable. Helping you to see that once His word makes that provision for it, then it is available for your taking. Hallelujah. The Bible told me that my path is as a shining light. I believe it. And because I have received it, honestly, I'm not trying to receive it. I have received it. So no matter what the devil does, I cannot but have it. That must be the testimony of Koinonia. There's no such thing as going up and coming down. It's a dream. It will be from glory to glory. This is not bragging. The basis of the confidence is not me. The basis of the confidence is that which is written. Are you seeing that now?
Yes.
What about death? I know that I will not die an untimely death. Are we together now? Yes. So for me, I'm not afraid of death. When I give some of those examples, sometimes people are saying, Apostle, don't talk about it. No. Listen, my mind has been trained to reject it. My mind knows when my mouth is playing. It will not take it seriously. I have trained my mind. It's a stronghold. I believe in life. That's why when I'm using the example, I don't use you, I use myself. Because I don't know your level of training. I don't know what your mind believes. Even if I'm sleeping and you speak negatively, it will not enter. Because there is an immigration system already that does not depend on me sleeping or waking up. No. This is not pride, it's the truth. Blessed and highly favored. That's my testimony. The hand of God is upon me. Never bankrupt of a wisdom strategy. I will not waste the ministry of the Holy Spirit at work in me. There is always a way out. Is someone believing now? In the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, this year will be, Satan will be in such torture because of your life. I tell you, from January till December, he will try everything left, right, and center and find out that knowledge has already created fortification for you. This is the year you will not walk in fear. Knowledge will bring you stability in the name of Jesus. That thought comes, maybe you are going to die. Maybe you are going to die. And then you ask the question, who kills what God is preserving? Don't just say, dead, go. I don't want you. I don't want to think that thought. No. You are still late. That's elementary thinking. You can guarantee yourself to die so that who will praise the Lord? To die so that who will worship him? No. My death at this time will not be a blessing to the kingdom. No. There is still much to do for the kingdom. All that thought of death is nonsense. I don't bring it that. And listen, the person talking to you, sometimes, bah, there are some things that you cannot say. It's only God that will tell you the things that happen in the realm of the spirit that would have taken the life of some of us if it were left for the devil. So I'm not just speaking nonsense here. Only God will tell the amount of charms and maybe all kinds of demonic things going to altars. I can imagine, maybe the babalawo is even tired now. So I say, you are coming again. The guy has refused to die. Then let's try again now. Try again. He's going to sleep after koinonia now. Let's try. Let's see whether it will happen. No. That journey is far. I'm hidden in Christ and Christ in God. It's not a memory verse. It's a revelation. It's a revelation. That though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, honestly, I fear no evil because he's with me. His abiding presence. That's it. I've chosen life. The Bible did not say me and somebody else to choose. It's my destiny. I've chosen it. Life. I have received life already. When I received the Son, I received his life. Now, let me tell you this. I want to make a statement that may surprise you. Don't feel insulted. Every negative thing you have in your life right now was received either by you or by someone on your behalf. As we rise to pray, your prayer is now to reject it. I want to show you one scripture. Acts 1:8. Give it to us. We're about to pray. We're about to pray. We need to be very fast on this. Acts 1:8. Read the first four words. We'll stop at receive. We'll stop at receive. One, two, go. But ye shall what? Ye shall what? Ye shall what? Why didn't he just say, I will give you power? No. He said, you shall receive. Meaning you can reject it. You shall receive power. Means I make it available, but it depends on whether you want to receive it or not. Anything for receiving can be rejected. When you create a buffet for me to come and eat, there are things I can eat, there are things I cannot eat. Am I right? The ones I pick are the ones I received. But the ones I ignore, that means they may be wrong or not, but I don't want them. Let me tell you, as we rise to pray, you know what you are going to do? Your faith will start selecting things. The things that need to be out of your life and the things that need to stay. As we begin to pray, I'd like your faith to reach to the heavens. Sickness, no, you are out. I don't know who received it on my behalf. But now with this understanding, I reject it. Believe me. Koinonia, please hear me. I will never teach you what is not in the Bible. You cannot have what you have not received. There are many ways to receive. Faith is one of them, but not the only one. Fear is a way to receive. Covenants is a way to receive. A covenant can receive possibilities for you without asking your permission. That's why when you are disengaging from it, you don't just say, I reject. You use the blood, because the blood is what speaks and overrides it. Are we together now? Yes. Fear is a way of receiving. When Satan sends you fear, let me tell you what fear does. It begins to create imagery of the things you are afraid of, and then forces you to be emotionally connected to it, and you begin to meditate on those things. Your testimony now becomes like Job, that the things I have feared most has come upon me. Is someone ready to pray? Destinies are about to change now. Rise up on your feet. First, thank the Lord for what you are hearing and what you have heard, and be prepared to pray. Please, make a worthy bargain for these minutes that we have to spend. Thank him. Bless him. Shapalika prandas digabalega baratos yata. As many as receive him, he gave them power to become. They received him. After believing on him, he gave them power to become. When you believe and you receive, the power for manifestation is released. Then you will have. Thank him for everything you have heard right now. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Say after me, Father. Like you are serious. Say, Father. By the power of the Holy Spirit, as I engage my power to choose, as I engage my will, I declare that everything I receive, may it manifest. And everything I reject, may it live my life. Again, say anything and everything I receive by faith, may it manifest. And everything I reject, I disallow, may it live my life. Pray that prayer in 1 minute. Then I begin to supply for you the various things that we'll be receiving. Shabrantaka barakata. God gave you the power of the will. God gave you the power to choose. That's your instrument of navigation. The power of the will, the capacity to choose. I set before you this day life and death, blessing and cursing. I set before you this day glory and shame. I set before you this day salvation and bondage, healing and infirmity, sickness, deliverance and captivity. You are about to choose. Shaprakata barakata prandaskate. Shababalakata prandaga barakatos. In Jesus' name I pray. Psalm 35 verse 26. Psalm 35 and verse 26. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at my hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. You're going to pray a serious prayer here now. Hear me. There is nothing anybody plans against you that will work until you allow it. Is someone listening now? Say, Father, by the blood of the eternal covenant, I decree and I declare every gang up, every conspiracy against my life, my destiny, in the name of Jesus, I reject it now. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Conspiracy of wicked men against your life, against your destiny, against your integrity. Come on, pray. Outside, pray. Online, pray. All the overflows, pray. Every conspiracy in the world of men, in your job, everywhere, once it is against you, in the name of Jesus, reject it, reject it, reject it, and it will not stand. You are rejecting it by the blood. That when they gather to eat up my flesh, because I rejected it, they stumbled and they fell. In Jesus' name we pray. Psalm 34 verse 17 and then we'll go to verse 19. Please quickly. Psalm 34, 17. The righteous cry and the Lord heareth and delivereth them from how many? All their troubles. Verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of how many? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive total deliverance from every calamity, every trouble, every tragedy. Open your mouth and pray. I receive total deliverance, not partial deliverance. Someone is receiving. I receive total deliverance. The Bible says a righteous cry, and the Lord delivered him from all his destructions. Please pray. Don't be silent. Total deliverance. Total deliverance. In your life, your health, your finances. Shabrakata bakata. Every trouble, every calamity, every difficulty, every inconvenience, every affliction fashioned against Joshua Selman, fashioned against Koinonia, we reject you. We reject you by the blood. We disallow, we discontinue, we reject you in the name of Jesus. Reject it. Reject it. I reject accidents. I reject plane crash. I reject troubles. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's go to one popular scripture that is an anthem for us here. We'll keep praying that scripture till it becomes a revelation. Psalm 20, 1 and 2. I want us to walk this scripture in this house. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend you. Send thee help from his sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. Verse 2 is our prayer point. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, in 2026, I receive help and I receive strength. I receive help and I receive strength. I receive timely help and I receive strength. Open your mouth and pray. Help. Help. Let me not walk alone. Let me not do business alone. Let me not do ministry alone. Someone pray. I receive help. Send thee help. Strengthen thee. Following online, make sure you are praying. Father, I receive help. Help in ministry. Help in business. Help to raise your children. Help over your finances. Shaprakata padakata prantakapakatos. Lakatata pakata prantakaparakatos. Rakata prantaskata prantakaparakatos. Eprakatata takaparakata praskata pakate. Ratosota padakata prantaskata pre. Rakata prantaka praskata pakata. I receive help. I receive help. I receive help. Timely help. I receive help. In the name of Jesus, I receive strength. No weakness. No limitation. No weakness. No depletion. No decline. I receive help. Man of God, receive help in ministry. Businessman, businesswoman, receive help. My sister, draw help. Draw help. You will need it. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Father, I declare in this season, let me advance by the Spirit. Let me go forward by the Spirit. I curse every limitation and I declare it is advancement for me in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and pray. Advancement. Advancement. No stagnation. Someone pray. Advancement. No stagnation. In the name of Jesus. Advancement. Shabakata pranta kaparakatos. By you, I can run through a troop. By my God, I can leap over a wall. Advancement. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. I advance. I advance. I advance. I advance in ministry. I go forward. I advance. Shabrakata bakatakata. Come on, believers, pray. I advance by the anointing. I advance by wisdom. I advance by favor. In Jesus' name we pray. Listen, we're still praying that prayer of advancement. I'd like you to pray it all. Even if it means agreeing with a neighbor for that one, you have to pray. There are forces that make for advancement. Let me list some of them for you. Number one is faith. Advancement is by faith. Number two, wisdom. Advancement is by wisdom. Number three, favor. Advancement is by favor. Number four, advancement is through the gift of man. This, at least these four, I like you to list them and pray. Lord, by the anointing, by wisdom, by faith, by favor, by the gift of men, I advance. Open your mouth and pray. I advance by the anointing. Limitless. 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 Come on now. Shabrakata bakata bakata. I advance by faith. I advance by faith. I advance by wisdom. I advance by favor. Our family online, make sure you are praying. We are programming our possibilities. I advance by wisdom. I advance by the anointing. I advance by faith. I advance through the ministry of men. I advance in business. I advance in ministry. I advance in career. Come on now. Shabrakata brakata bakato. I advance. The hand of God is upon me. I advance. The wisdom of God is at work in me. I advance. The favor of God is at work in my life. I advance. I enjoy the ministry of men. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, I can sense that things are shifting in the spirit. Hallelujah. Now listen. For the next 2 minutes, you are going to mention anything in your life that you know is against the word of God. And all you are going to say is, I reject you in the name of Jesus. No matter what it is, sickness, I reject you in the name of Jesus. Failure, setback, retrogression. Are you ready to pray now? Open your mouth and pray. I reject you. Go ahead and pray. Retrogression, I reject you in the name of Jesus. Someone pray. Weakness, I reject you in the name of Jesus. Failure, I reject you in the name of Jesus. Someone is praying. If you receive it, it will stay. If you reject it, it will leave. It's a law. If you receive it, it will stay. If you reject it, it will leave. Every curse, every yoke, every negative programming, I reject you in the name of Jesus. I reject you by the blood. Disfavor, I reject you. Shame, I reject you. Reproach, I reject you. Come on now, are you praying? I reject you in the name of Jesus. I reject you in the name of Jesus. Mediocrity, I reject you in the name of Jesus Christ. Disfavor, I reject you. A garment of shame, I reject you. Come on, Koinonia. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Don't let the devil lie to you that you are wasting your time. You are programming your destiny. You are programming your destiny. You are programming your year. You are programming your season. I reject you. Untimely death, I reject you. Poverty, I reject you. Failure, I reject you. Spiritual laxity, I reject you. Laziness, I reject you. Irresponsibility, I reject you. Prayerlessness, I reject you. In Jesus' name we pray. Now you will understand my song. I receive, I manifest your power. Sing that part again. I receive, I manifest your power. One more time, so you understand the song.
I receive, I manifest your power, and your wisdom till the nations see Jesus.
Cannot have or manifest what you have not received, and you cannot receive what you have not believed. Now the challenge with most of the faith teaching is that it stops at believing. You can believe, but if you have not received, it will still not work. And if you receive and you do not know the system of manifesting, that's what we call having. You see that now? You can receive something in the realm of the spirit, but because you don't know the law of honor, you will not know how to manifest it. You don't understand relational principles. You see, those are the dynamics of having, because all those principles work in the world of men. Are you ready to receive now? I don't know how you want your 2026 to be, but mention every good thing and say, I receive it. Go ahead, open your mouth. I receive it. Divine health, I receive it. Wisdom, I receive it. Come on, Koinonia. Enlargement, I receive it. Increase, I receive it. Favor, I receive it. Don't be silent. This is how it works in the kingdom. I receive it. Shababakata brakata bakata. Increase on every side, I receive it. Increase on every side, I receive it. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I receive it. By the anointing of the Holy Ghost, ever increasing grace, ever increasing exploits. By the Spirit of grace, I receive it. In the name of Jesus, no decline, glory to glory, no limitation, grace to grace. I receive help. I receive wisdom. I receive fire. I receive power. I receive divine strategies. I receive direction. Say after me, I receive wisdom. Say I receive understanding. Say I receive favor. Say I receive the ministry of men. I receive divine strategies. I receive direction. I receive strength. I receive help. In the name of Jesus. Now place your hand. I want to pray and minister to the sick, and then I speak over your life and we're done. Place your hand where you are trusting God for a miracle. I'll do that in 2 minutes. Then we'll pray over our request. Make sure you receive the prophetic declaration. Is one of the major high points, because that is one of the processes that leads to having. The business of having is a product of these things I mentioned: wisdom, the anointing, favor, the prophetic. If it's your head, lay your hands there. If it's your eyes, and make sure, now hold on please, sometimes a standard miracle service needs at least 5 hours, sometimes 6 hours, because we're constrained of time. And it's a commitment to see how we can keep working on the time. Sometimes we don't have the luxury of calling out the cases, but ensure that you always testify as you receive. When we have the time tonight, now I want us to close early at least for a good start. And so I'm going to suspend coming to give any testimony, but make sure you register your testimony, those online and offline, and I promise you we'll take the time to read it. There are some of the miracle services where you notice we zoom down on healing, and those times we have the liberty and we testify. We're really constrained of time. When you watch standard healing and deliverance meetings, they take a lot of time, because it takes so much time to speak, to meet the needs of people. But all the same, I want to pray for you right now. Please do not walk back with any infirmity you came with. There's no reason for it. Place your hand there. Let's pray. Let's pray. Your head, place your hand there. Some lump, breast lump, lump in your organ, failure, kidney, liver, bladder, cancer. Someone came deaf, or you brought someone deaf. Someone came not able to see, or you came with someone not able to see. Someone came crippled, or you brought someone crippled. Someone came having a medical sentence. Maybe someone is on oxygen whilst the family members are connecting, suffering cancer or having chemo or whatever it is. Our assignment is to release the life and the power of God from here and then through the airwaves. And I want you to receive it right now. I want you to receive it right now. For as long as I live, I will be a transmuter of the healing power of Jesus to men, to the nations. Agree with me as we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' matchless name. sicknesses are caused by demon spirits largely. Therefore, I pray that every wicked spirit assigned, sent from hell, that's been latched to any human body, any human organ, causing pain, depletion, deterioration, discomfort. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I command by the blood that that spirit leaves that body now. That spirit leaves that organ now. That spirit leaves that part of the body now. In the name of Jesus. Now I declare, be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Eyes open in Jesus' name. Ears open in Jesus' name. Broken bones, crippled limbs, be fixed and strengthened in Jesus' name. Failed organs, be restored in Jesus' name. Malfunctioning organs, be restored in Jesus' name. Heart problems, be healed in Jesus' name. Eye problems, be healed in Jesus' name. Brain problems, be healed in Jesus' name. Blood problems, circulatory problems, be healed in Jesus' name. Urinary problems, be healed in Jesus' name. Digestive problems, be healed in Jesus' name. Neurological problems, be healed in Jesus' name. Whether it's cancer or HIV or diabetes or hepatitis or whatever it is called, in the name of Jesus, if it has a name, then we command healing right now. Healing right now. Healing right now. Healing right now. From the crown of your head, through your body to the soles of your feet. Be healed in Jesus' name. Indigestion, be healed in Jesus' name. Lupus, be healed in Jesus' name. Someone is being healed of a severe problem at the left side. The left side of your body. I declare that healing for you right now. In the name of Jesus. Someone has like a tumor in your brain. I don't know if you're in the hospital or you are here or following through the airwaves. In the name of Jesus, life and healing for you right now. Prostate problems. Enlarged prostate. Whether at an elementary level or advanced level, we shrink it and we command healing right now. We shrink it and we command healing right now. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but we shrink it and we command healing right now. In the name of Jesus. Joint pains, be healed right now. Be healed right now. Fertility problems, be healed right now. Be healed right now. No matter what the issue is, we correct your body and we declare, be fruitful. Be fruitful. This year, carry your children, male and female. I prophesy, carry your children, twins and triplets. Carry your children in the name of Jesus. Hearing problems, be healed right now. In the name of Jesus. Now, every other issue, whether mentioned or not, provided it's a disease and it's a discomfort, I bring you life and I speak healing right now. Say, I receive healing right now. Say it again, I receive healing right now. Turn it to prayer in 1 minute, I receive. As you are praying, check your body. As you are praying, do what you couldn't do before. Gone forever. Destroyed forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now everybody, we're going to pray in the spirit for 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Pray seriously. While you are doing that, please submit your prayer request. You can submit your prayer request whilst you are praying. I'm particularly concerned for those outside because there are so many of them. Please, those who are outside, do us a favor. If you are done with your prayer requests, if you are not, we'll give you 1 minute while we are praying in the spirit. Please pass your request to the person by the extreme left or extreme right of your row, so you make it easy for the ushers. Don't worry, nobody's reading your request. So you just pass it quickly. For those of you who are here, same thing, up the balcony, all the other overflows. Those who are online, I'm sure there should be a provision for you to send in your prayer request if you are able to. If you are not able to, just write it, and when I'm declaring, you can just lift it as a point of contact. Go ahead, everybody, let's pray in the spirit while we allow the ushers and protocol to bring the prayer request. Why are you praying in the spirit? You are sealing that which you have received in the spirit. Is someone praying? Adonai. Please stretch your hands towards your prayer request while still praying in the spirit. Stretch your hands. Those who are following from your homes, if you are not able to submit your requests online, you can just place your prayer request as an act of faith before you. And when we are done praying, you can tear it up or burn it away, believing that God has stepped in for you. Go ahead and pray. Shabalada kata pranda kata. Shatekete teke parada kata. Unto you that answers prayer shall all flesh come. We are not idol worshippers. We worship the King of Kings. He is a prayer answering God. Not just a prayer hearing God. A prayer answering God. Let's have the remaining quickly. We are not idol worshippers. We are serving the living God. Go ahead and declare. It shall be for you, turn for you for a testimony. Stretch your hands and pray in the Spirit. For a testimony. For a testimony. For a testimony. Ah. For a testimony. Shababakata brandagata baratakata. For a testimony. In the name of Jesus. For a testimony. Miracles. Signs. Change of stories. Change of seasons. Connecting to the right people. The gift of man. Accessing the requisite wisdom. Stretch your hands as an act of faith. In Jesus' name we pray. It would be a terrible thing if we are praying to an idol. But we are praying to the God of all grace. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, God hears and God answers. Settle that for a fact. He hears and He answers. As I make declarations over this, please make sure you believe that you will return with a testimony. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray over this request here. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, I present before you the requests of your people. This is a representation of their expectations, their frustrations, their confusions, their pain. In the name that is above all names, because we are gathered unto you, the one who hears and the one who answers, I pray that you answer them speedily. Answer them speedily. Answer them speedily. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, you use your hands to write, you will use your hands to receive. You use your hands to write, the same hands will receive, the same hands will have. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, where there is a need for the ministry of men, in the manifestation of your answers, may God bring them speedily. Where your answers require wisdom, may God supply the wisdom speedily. Where your answers require growth, may God cause you to grow speedily. Where your answers require deliverance, may God bring deliverance speedily. Where your answers require mercy, may God show you mercy speedily. Where your answers require judgment, may God send judgment speedily. Where your answers require restoration, may God bring restoration speedily. Where your answers require the anointing, may God supply the anointing speedily. Where your answers require favor, may God release favor speedily. But I pray for you that in the name of Jesus, by February, everything written here is already manifest as testimonies. By February, everything written here, let it be manifest as testimonies.
manifest as signs and wonders, manifest as breakthroughs, manifest as increase, manifest as testimonies. In the name of Jesus.
For someone, the very reason why you cried will be your reason for rejoicing. All through this year, 2026, beginning from now, January, I declare the reason for shame, let it also be the reason for honor. The reason for pain, let it also be the reason for rejoicing. The reason why you are down, let it also be the reason why you are lifted up. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let me speak over your life. I like this one, oh. Because it works. It really works. It really works. January is the first month. The first month is like a firstborn. It opens the womb of the year so that every other thing that comes will work for you. I pray for you. Because you saw January, you will see February. You will see March. You will see April. You will see May. You will see June. You will see July. You will see August. You will see September. You will see October. You will see November. You will see December. In the name of Jesus. The grace to start, receive it. I don't know who is receiving it, but the grace to start. To start your business, to start your ministry, to start your journey. The grace to start, receive it. Someone, the grace to continue, receive it. The grace to continue, receive it. To continue your exploits, receive it. To continue being prayerful, receive it. To continue walking in grace, receive it. And the grace for finishing, receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I pray for you this year. You will never walk alone. At every point of your life, may helpers show up and on time. At every point of your journey, may the right counselors show up. Listen, some of you are very diligent. Look at me. Speed is useless. You may have heard me say, when direction is not known. The value of speed is that direction is first verified. When you verify the right direction, then you can fire on all four cylinders. Are we together now? If you are rushing in the wrong direction, you are only accelerating your pain and your doom. Therefore, I pray for you. Anywhere you have been following a wrong direction, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, I command a U-turn now. Hey, I command a U-turn now. Career-wise, a U-turn. Spiritually, a U-turn. Relationally, a U-turn. Financially, a U-turn. I'm speaking over someone. Any wrong direction that is leading you to pain, that is leading you to regret, I prophesy a U-turn right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Number two, I pray for you. This is the year you will conserve energy. This year, let little produce much. Someone is receiving, let little produce much. This is the year 5 loaves and 2 fish will feed your 5,000. I prophesy it over you, financially and otherwise. Let 5 loaves and 2 fish feed your 5,000. Little will do much for you. In the name of Jesus. I pray for you this year. You have met too many people who have hated you. May you find those who like you this year. Your life has been full of people who hate you, hate your family, hate everything. I pray for you from my heart that God will bring people who genuinely love you, no strings attached. Receive their ministry. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let me bless your finances this year, 2026. I pray for you from the depth of my heart. Some of you, for the first time, you will taste of kingdom increase. Your hands will handle the resources of the kingdom. In the name of Jesus. Those of you who are owing, in the name of Jesus, before the first quarter of 2026, beginning from now to April, I pray for you by the mercy of God. Whether personal debt, corporate debt, may God help you and bring you out of it. May God help you and bring you out of it. Every financial problem enslaving you, enslaving your children, come out of it now. I pray for you. The kind of direction that brings acceleration to your life. While you are asleep, while you are reading books, while you are discussing with colleagues, while you are listening to mentors, let that direction come. Let it come your way. Let it come your way. Let it come your way. And with it, you will move forward. In the name of Jesus. To someone who is ready to receive, I prophesy speed. 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 Hear me? This year, let speed and restoration collide in your life. Let speed and restoration collide in your life. I say to a receiver, let speed and restoration collide in your life. In the name of Jesus. You will never do anything twice to succeed. In the name of Jesus. The spirit that makes you repeat things before it works, I bind it from your life. This year you will do it once and it will work. 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 Once and the door will open. Once and the business will go through. Once and the visa will come. In the name of Jesus. Can I pray for those connected to you? Your children, your spouse, your siblings, your parents, in the name of Jesus. This year, whatever wants you to laugh alone, while those who are surrounding you cry, I hope you know you cannot truly laugh alone. Once you rejoice alone and everybody around you is crying, it will pull you back to tears. I declare, may your joy and laughter be complete. As God is visiting you, may He visit your loved ones, visit your children, visit your spouse, visit your parents. In the name of Jesus. Hear me. For someone, I'm prophesying to you, you represent the generation that will recover everything that was lost in the three generations past. It will be recovered in this generation. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I pray for you. Everybody trusting God for a good spouse, may the God of heaven bring you a good man, a good woman. Seasons of marrying foolish people are over. Anybody around your life to deceive you, may God open your eyes to see it. From my heart, I pray for you. God will give you one man like 10 men together. God will give you one woman like 10 women together. In the name of Jesus. This year, God will give you children. One child who is like a nation. In the name of Jesus. Every business that is dead or dying, I declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, it jacks back to life now. It jacks back to life now. In the name of Jesus. for everyone who has traveled from afar to come here, I pray for you. May your testimonies arrive home before you. I say to you again, may your testimonies arrive home before you. In the name of Jesus. Koinonia, I prayed it at the start of the service. Let me pray it again. You will not die. This is not the year for your burial. I cancel any verdict of death. I cancel any verdict of pain. I cancel any verdict of losses. I cancel any verdict of tears of sorrow. In the name of Jesus. God will do you good this year. You will enjoy the ministry of angels. You will enjoy divine help. Nobody will ask you, where is your God? In the name of Jesus. Wave your hands and give Jesus praise. This year you will know the Lord like never before. You will understand His ways like never before. You will carry the anointing like never before. The grace of God will speak in your life. Even the blind will know He has anointed you. In Jesus' name we pray. Give Jesus a big resounding round of applause. Hallelujah. Very quickly, keep standing. Keep standing. Let's all stand. I want to lead you to Jesus. The Jesus who's called us. The Jesus who died for you. Look at me, beloved brothers and sisters. To the many who are outside, all the overflows, and to those who are in here. We never wrap up our service without giving someone an opportunity to make it right with Jesus. It's beyond a religious ceremony to end the service. We're introducing you to a genuine relationship. The Bible says God so loved you, the world, and He gave His only begotten Son. I'm speaking to my brother, I'm speaking to my sister, a friend, an uncle, an auntie, someone who is an apostle. I listened to everything all through the service and I saw the power of God, but I need Jesus. My miracle is Jesus. Don't end this service without me encountering this Jesus. I want to give you that noble opportunity. It's going to be fast, so prepare to come quickly. I'm going to count 1 to 5 and I'll be giving 2 calls in one. Number one, for those who are saying, Apostle, this is my first time ever responding to a preacher's call. I'm not ashamed. I want to come to Jesus. I congratulate you, and it's all right to already be on your way. Number two, to those who are saying, Apostle, give me a chance to rededicate my life. I am tired of this year going like a boisterous wind, left and right. Today strong, tomorrow down. I want to start a consistent walk with God. I'll count 1 to 5. These two groups, come join them very quickly. I begin my counting. 1. Let's celebrate them as they come. Quickly. This is the year when, hold on, when an altar call is made and you know you need Jesus, it is the year to run and come to Him. Remember what I taught you last week? We're living in perilous times. Times where it's a risk to not be in a functional relationship with Jesus. This is beyond just receiving. Your life, your survival literally depends on this. I'm still counting. 2. I count to 5, then I'll begin to pray. Those outside, you may not have the time to come right to be in front of me, but would you do me a favor to move to your LED screens? I know there are so many of you, and for some of you, the distance may be a bit, but for Jesus and for your destiny, it's worth the while. Walk as fast as you can right to the front of your LED screens. For those who are watching across our viewing centers, across the globe, and those who are watching across all our expressions, please make your way to the front. I count to 5, then I pray. 3, 2 more counts, and we'll begin to pray. If you are coming, hurry up, make haste. 4. Let's celebrate these precious people, our dear brothers and sisters. Lift your hands, lift it high above your head. Say this after me as loud and as clear as you can. Say, Lord Jesus, tonight I love you with all my heart. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died for my sin. I believe you rose again for my justification. Right now, I receive Jesus into my heart as my Savior my Lord and my King, I declare that the power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over my life. I am a child of God. I live for Jesus all the days of my life. Amen. Keep your hands lifted. Father, thank you. These ones have come to you declaring your lordship. I decree and I declare by the power of the Holy Spirit that the grace to live the victorious Christian life, let it be imparted upon them in the matchless name of Jesus. They will live for Jesus all the days of their life. They will serve him truly. And I pray for you in the name that is above all names. No weapon fashioned against you will prosper. From today it is from glory to glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Please look to my right. There are counselors waving the placard so that you see. They'll have a word with you and a prayer with you very quickly. Thereafter, you are back to your seat. God bless you. Let's honor them. Everyone to my right, that will be your left. God bless you. Keep clapping, Koinonia. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory be to Jesus. I've spoken over your life already, but I declare one last time, your week is blessed. Amen. Go and manifest as a sign and a wonder. Amen. Go and manifest as a child and a daughter of the kingdom. It is well with you this week. Only good news comes to your ears. Only great testimonies happen to you. I bless you. By next week, you return energized. You return full of testimonies. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Together, let's share the grace in fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Rest and abide with us now and forever. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercies follow us all the days of our lives as we dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Please greet, hug someone, tell them congratulations. Bless you and see you on Sunday.